On to our first set of news stories for part two, which begin with a four-foot python. A deadly snake has been stalking prey at one of Norwich's most picturesque spots. Susie the snake has been slithering and smothering unfortunate quarry in Riverside Walk, unbeknown to what passers-by enjoy the spring sunshine by the Wensum. The four-foot royal python was finally spotted by a group of walkers last Thursday evening. She is now in the care of Tollbound Veterinary Centre in North Walsham, who are trying to reunite Susie with her owner. A spokeswoman for the centre said, "Snakes, as with all reptiles, require closely monitored and controlled temperatures, humidity and ultraviolet lighting, which means that being found outside can cause significant health problems and sometimes even death. This snake was recovered from the ordeal well and is feeding and showing signs of ongoing health issues." While most people would be shocked and likely scared on spotting a four-foot python in the city, Kevin Murphy from Norfolk Wildlife Rescue says they don't need to be fearful. "It would have been more scared of the general public. These are intelligent creatures. They know they are in an unusual environment," he said. "To be dumped here, it would be stressed and scared. It would not be behaving as it normally would." Mr. Murphy added that the pet owners dumping the animal is inexcusable.
Lotus has put its all-electric ambitions in reverse, unveiling plans to launch a new hybrid vehicle, its first-ever supercar, which looks likely to be built in Norfolk. The car manufacturer has previously targeted a fully electric lineup by 2028, but has now pivoted to a hybrid-led strategy, aiming for a split of around 60% hybrid and 40% battery electric vehicles. Its new long-term strategy, which it calls Focus 2030, marks a significant reset for the brand, which confirmed that its design and engineering will remain rooted in the UK, while research and development, R&D, will take place in China. Its debut supercar, the Type 135, a V8 hybrid, with over 1,000 horsepower, is planned for 2028. It is expected to be manufactured in Europe, with further details set to be announced later this year. Supercars are defined as road-legal vehicles possessing the high power, speed, and performance of race cars. Existing Lotuses are described as sports cars. Qing Fenfeng, Lotus CEO, told Financial Times' Future of the Car Summit in London on Tuesday that Hethel was the most likely location to build the new supercar because of the lower US tariffs imposed on UK-built cars and the skills and expertise already established at the Norfolk plant. Lotus has been based at Hethel since 1966 and currently builds around 2,000 cars per year, but has an outright capacity of 10,000 cars, Mr. Feng said. The factory's future looked uncertain last year. Then reports emerged that its Chinese owners, Geely, were considering ending production in the UK and relocating to the US. Geely rebuffed these reports, saying the brand remained fully committed to the UK and that Norfolk will remain the home of Lotus.
An airline has celebrated the launch of its newest route out of Norwich Airport. Loganair's seasonal Jersey to Norwich service took off on Saturday, coinciding with Jersey's Liberation Day. The route will run on Saturdays until June the 3rd, when it will increase to twice weekly with the addition of a Wednesday night flight. Ronnie Matheson, Chief Commercial Officer at Loganair, said, "The successful launch of our Norwich service marks another important step in strengthening Jersey's air connectivity and providing greater choice for customers travelling to the UK." The Norwich route is one of four new services in Loganair's expanded summer 2026 schedule from Jersey. The airline will also launch daily flights to East Midlands, regular flights to Paris Charles de Gaulle, and a new connection to Bordeaux. Paul Holly, head of connectivity at Ports of Jersey, added, "We're delighted to see increased UK regional and European connectivity as Loganair further expands its base in Jersey."
The East of England Ambulance Service was forced to evacuate its operations centre in Norwich. Fire crews were called to the Helsden Operations Centre on March the 12th to reports of a mysterious odour. Those inside the building were evacuated. A spokesman for the service said, "We temporarily evacuated our Norwich Emergency Operations Centre as a precaution while the Fire and Rescue Service investigated reports of an unusual odour. The issue was quickly identified and resolved shortly afterwards. We have well-rehearsed contingency plans in place in situations such as this, ensuring that services continue uninterrupted and without an impact on patient care."
It is not unusual for a newly elected councillor to suddenly face awkward questions from the public. But for George Boyd, who has just been voted onto Norfolk County Council, these don't relate to the discovery of embarrassing earlier social media messages. Rather, the new Reform Councillor for Waveney Valley has been forced to deny accusations that he is artificial intelligence and to insist that he does actually exist. Mr. Boyd, who won his seat last week 35% of the vote, has been the subject of widespread claims online that he is computer-generated. The suspicion seems to have been generated by the photograph used in his campaign material, which shows him very clean-faced and a hallmark of AI-created characters. Even Grok, the AI tool on X Social Network, has ruled that the image of cancer is very likely to be AI-generated, citing a suspiciously ultra-clean, LinkedIn-perfect look and smooth skin with minimal natural texture. Mr. Boyd, however, is adamant he is real. When contacted online by the EDP, he said, "Of course I exist. You can't get nominated for election unless you're a real person." However, he declined to comment further, adding, "I'm not officially a councillor until the introduction day and have been advised not to do interviews at this time."
A month-long beer festival is making its return for its 14th year, promising a packed celebration of pubs, breweries and community spirit. Norwich City of Ale will run from May the 21st to June the 21st, bringing together 51 pubs, 28 breweries, and thousands of visitors in a citywide toast to craft, cask, and keg beers. Founded in 2011, City of Ale has become a nationally recognized event that champions independent pubs. A charity beer named No Submission will be sold throughout the festival to raise funds for Mission Remission, a charity supporting cancer survivors. Brewed in collaboration by Ampersand Brew Company and Adnams, the beer will raise 50p per pint for the charity. For 2026, the festival goers will be able to use the City of Ale app after its launch last year, which will allow visitors to collect digital trail stamps, track their progress along 8 ale trails, and earn digital badges.